MoCA assistant curator Jamie DeSimone says she knew the show would be about the South.
It took us a while to understand and refine what that meant, and eventually we decided to focus only on the land. So most of the photographs that you're seeing don't include people.
But that doesn't mean they're not about people. Quite the opposite. For one series, Dallas-based photographer Janine Meekna-Bales spent more than a decade researching and shooting what she calls Through Darkness to Light.
It's supposed to be one person's view of what they would have seen on their journey to freedom on the Underground Railroad.
She began the series at Magnolia Plantation in central Louisiana and ended 1,600 miles away at Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, the site of a colony founded by escaped slaves. She took the pictures at night, one about every 20 miles, the distance someone on the Underground Railroad could travel before the sun came up.
When you're out there at night and you're hearing all those sounds as well, you're hearing the cicadas or you're hearing the bullfrogs. So you can just imagine the sound of like shouting and dogs barking and being chased and having to run and all of those things. It was very profound being out there.
In another series in the Southern Exposure exhibit, photographer Andrew Moore focuses on the storytelling powers of man-made structures.
Often it's a home. It's something that's maybe kind of seen better times. It expresses a certain kind of ambition and then sometimes a failure or that times have moved on.
Southern Exposure, Portraits of a Changing Landscape, runs through August 30th at MoCA in downtown Jacksonville. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.